Good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
Welcome this morning as we do come together in this time of worship. We got a couple of things going on here this morning. I'm going to ask Kay to come up very first. We usually do announcements at the end, but this is an announcement which needs to be at the very beginning here. Check the bottom of this. Is that light on?
And I thought the family wanted memorials to go toward the Alzheimer's Association. And I thought since not everybody could attend or maybe didn't realize yet, if you would like to get a memorial, have a memorial to that, fill out an envelope in your pew and put Alzheimer's Association on there, and we will get a memorial put together from Christ's Church in his name. So, if you'd like to contribute, please do.
Thank you, Kay. And we'll keep Kathy and the family in our prayers as they grieve his loss. I'd like, this is also Scout Sunday, and because once a year we recharge, right? So do you, let's have the scouts come up here. You'll see. In the thing that you need to know is there's a long history of our congregation here sponsoring or supporting chartering. Chartering this scout troop. This scout troop has been around for 85 years, and Christ Lutheran has been the sponsor or the charter. excuse me. That kind of came out. For almost all of that time, 85 years, that's a long history. That's a long history. So today we're going to read the charter. And this is charter granted to the Christ Lutheran Church upon application through authorized representatives to carry on the scouting program for character development, citizenship training, mental and physical fitness, subject to the provisions of the charter and bylaws and rules and regulations of the Boy Scouts of America for the period ending January 31st, 2020. Should be 2021, right?
The new charter doesn't come.
I got it. Yeah. So, here, Troop 103, Menominee, Wisconsin, in testifying there, whereof the Boy Scouts of America has caused this charter to be issued and to be its corporate seal to be affixed. Serving youth for a long, long time.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
And just a quick word that we actually have two troops. Now with the scouts, we have Troop 103B for the boys and Troop 103G for the girls. And that's something new where the scouts now are allowing the girls to be in the program as of 2019. So Deb is the scoutmaster of our girl troop. I am the scoutmaster of the boy troop. If you see, we have a couple of youth in the darker shirts. That is actually one of the other units that we have in our council. That is our ship. That is for Sea Scouts. The Scouts have the opportunity to be in a ship, and Allison's actually the youth leader for the ship for our council, which is the boatswain, if I remember right. Okay. And just as far as our troop, in the last year, we've done a lot of things, a lot of camping, a lot of other activities, and probably my personal favorite achievement is we've actually had three Eagle Scouts, or three Scouts earn their Eagle in the last year. So, and we got a number of other Scouts that are really close. So hopefully we'll have another three or four this year too. So, thank you very much for your support.
Thank you, Dave. Well, that's really a long, long, long history. So thank you for being here today and for being a part of this worship. By the way, how are you? Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Let's prepare our hearts and minds with our confession and forgiveness this morning. I invite you to stand as you're able. We begin once again here at the baptismal font, where it's here we are reminded of who we are and to whom we belong, in whose name we are baptized. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the parent who rouses us from slumber, the shepherd who gathers us on the holy mountain, the deliverer who sets us free. Amen. Let us come before the living God in confession, and I invite us to take a few moments for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Loving God, as we wait and watch for the promised day of salvation, we open our hearts to you, O God. Search us and know us. Reveal all that we keep inside. To you, O God, we confess our sins, known and unknown. Forgive us and renew us and lead us in your ways of justice and peace. Make us reflections of the radiant love of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved children of the Most High, you are gathered before the righteous judge who has mercy on all. Splash exuberantly in the waters of baptism, where sin is washed away in the river of life. Dwell peacefully in the loving arms of the one who nurtures all creation. Go forth boldly in the assurance that your sins are forgiven. In the name of the one who is coming and is already here, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. We sing, we are called. Shine with the joy and the love of the Lord. We are called to be light for the kingdom, to live in the freedom of the city of God. We are called to act with justice. We are called to love tenderly. We are called to serve one another, to walk humbly with God. Come, open your heart. Show your mercy to all those in fear. We are called to be hope for the hopeless, so hatred and blindness will be no more. We are called to act with justice. We are called to love tenderly. We are called to serve one another, to walk humbly with God. Sing, sing a new song. Sing of the great day when all will be one. God will reign and will walk with each other as sisters and brothers, united in love. We are called to act with justice. We are called to love tenderly. We are called to serve one another, to walk humbly with God. as we gather for worship here today. I'm here to greet you in the name of God who is always being revealed to us in a manger, in a river, at a wedding. We gather now in the expectation that God will once again show up in food and water in community. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Holy God, you confound the world's wisdom in giving your kingdom to the lowly and pure in heart. Give us such a hunger and thirst for justice and perseverance in striving for peace that in our words and deeds the world may see the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Those who do these things shall never be overthrown. from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weaknesses is stronger than that of human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were wonderful. Not many were noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing the things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, in righteousness and sanctification and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Just a context here. This is really the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry. He has been in the wilderness. He has called his disciples together, and now he's starting to teach. He's starting to this ministry. This is the beginning of what we know as the Sermon on the Mount. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets, who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
May be seated and invite the kids to come up now for our children's sermon.
Good morning. Good morning. I don't think, am I on? Yeah, come on down. Oh, I think there's lots of friends joining us. I see lots of people moving.
There you go.
Come on down. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. So, we heard one word in our gospel today over and over and over and over and over again. Blessed. Blessed. What does that mean? Yeah.
It means someone prays for people who might not have
That's a great example. He was telling me that he thinks that if you are blessed, that you are a person that prays for other people for whatever they might need, right? Or do you mean that somebody is praying for you? if you are blessed, is somebody else praying for you? Okay. That's a really good answer. What anybody else? What else do we think? What does blessed mean? We use it a lot, don't we? We find it all over the place and we say, man, I'm blessed to have this, or I'm blessed because of that. Where do we use that? Do you use that anywhere else in your life? Well, you are very much right on the money. It means that God is looking out for you. And maybe it means that somebody is praying for you. That's a really good one. Maybe it means that somebody has given you food. Maybe somebody is taking care of you in some other way. Maybe, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff, right? All those things mean that we are blessed. Now, in today's gospel, though, Jesus says, like, this is a good one. It says, blessed are those who mourn. What does mourn mean? Thank you, Emmett. I don't know. To mourn means to cry or to be sad. That's to mourn. Maybe something bad happened and you are very sad about it. You are a person who is mourning. Now, do you think that if you are very sad that you are also blessed? Easton, can I just hand over the microphone? We need to be done. Easton's taking the job from now on. Easton says, yes, even though you are mourning, you're crying, you're sad, you are also blessed. And you know why? Because Jesus tells us, don't worry about it. I've got you. I'm going to take care of you, no matter what. Look, if something is bothering you, don't worry, I'll take care of you. If you are hungry and you don't have enough food, don't worry, I'll take care of you. If you are really sad about something, don't worry, I'll take care of you. He also says, oh, maybe your faith is not strong today. We all have days like that, and they're okay days to have. Some days we just say, my faith is not strong. And you know what Jesus says to us in this passage? He says, don't worry, I will take care of you, no matter what, no matter what. And you will be blessed because I got your back, right? That's what Jesus says. He says, don't worry about it, I got your back. I'm going to take care of you. Wow. So what he's telling us is sometimes bad things will happen in life, right? Some things will happen, like maybe you'll get sick, maybe you'll lose somebody special to you, maybe something will happen at school. It doesn't matter. Those bad things might happen in our life, but no matter what? Say it.
The worst thing about losing something is losing your house.
Well, that would be it. But I was hoping you were going to fill in my blank with, don't worry about it, I got your back, right? Okay, tell them that.
Don't worry, I got your back!
That's it. So, the next time that we are feeling sad or lonely or the world just doesn't seem to be working for us, what do we need to remember? Don't worry, who's got our back? Jesus, God does. Great job, guys. Thank you for coming up with me and talking for a while.
So are we talking seminary quality here?
Oh, yeah.
Easton, are you going to be a pastor? Maybe.
Or maybe I should just take over Josie's job.
You can make over Josie's job. There you go.
I will think about retirement.
Okay. Please pray with me. Loving God, we are grateful this day for your goodness and grace. We are grateful this day for how you teach us, how you come to us in your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Throughout the course of this year and our Christ time on Wednesday nights, and otherwise no AKA confirmation class, we've been focusing on Bible. And this last week, we started asking some questions. How do we read the Bible? And we actually took a look at some parables this last week. How do we read the parables? And I asked two questions for the kids, and we broke it into small groups, and one of the parables was the sower and the seed. One of the other parables was the rich fool. That was the farmer who had a great crop and said, well, what am I going to do? I'm just going to build more bins, that type of thing. And the other one, what was the other one? Katie, what was yours? What? That was the rich fool, wasn't it? Ryan? Jack? Oh, it was the fig tree, the barren fig tree, the parable of the barren fig tree. And I asked two questions. Basically, what's happening here in the text when you read this? What's happening? What's the context? And then also the second question is, what does it have to do with me? How does that affect me? And I decided that's kind of the way I was looking at the text for today. How do we read this? What's it saying? And how does it impact me? So two questions actually came to mind for me today as I wrestled with these texts. The first one is, what is blessing? What is blessing? Have you ever wondered about that? It's one of those words that we have so thoroughly taken into our religious vocabulary, you might say, that I think it's quite easy to take it for granted. But if one of our friends who doesn't go to church were to ask you what the word blessing meant, or what it means to be blessed, how would you answer? How would you answer? I thought of this question while reading the Beatitudes and being struck once again by how slippery this word, makarios, which is the Greek word translated as blessing, can be. It can be translated as blessing. It can be translated as happy. I don't like that translation necessarily because I just don't think it's very accurate. It can be translated as fortunate. It can be translated as well off in more ways too. And there was a televangelist here a number of years ago called Robert Schuller. He had the Crystal Cathedral. Anybody remember that? Okay, he was this power of positive thinking person. And he wrote a book called The Be Happy Attitudes. And that never really stuck to me. I didn't really care for that way. But suppose for a moment that we stick with the traditional blessed. I'm still having a hard time trying to figure out precisely what that means. This word has several meanings. It can indicate special favor or unique standing or permission or empowerment or endowment or more. So maybe the question isn't what it means, but rather what it feels like. What does it feel like when you're blessed? By asking the question this way, I think I begin to make some sense of Jesus' promise. To be blessed feels like you have someone's unconditional attention. Feels like you are not and will not be alone. Like you will be accompanied wherever you go. Thank you, Josie. Thank you, Easton. Being blessed feels like you have the capacity to rise above circumstances, your present circumstances, like you are more than the sum of your parts or past experiences. Being blessed feels like you have worth, not because of something you did or might do, but simply because of who you are, simply because you deserve it. So, what I wonder is so powerful about blessing. One thing that occurred to me is how rare it was then and still is today. In Jesus' culture, you have to understand the context in which Jesus was living and preaching this. He was preaching it to a people that were occupied by the Roman Empire. People that were put down. People that were oppressed. People that did not have the freedom. Jesus also lived in a culture of honor and shame. And he defined both cultural of these norms by offering blessing. We live, I'd suggest also, in a culture of affirmation and blame. And he'd also define both by offering blessing. So what is blessing? My second question is, why these people? Why? I mean, the people Jesus names as blessed most certainly are not the people society considers blessed, which is partly why I think Jesus chose them. Because in this sermon, he's not offering a recipe for success or the keys in happiness or a roadmap to having your best life now. Rather, he is demonstrating once again that God regularly and relentlessly shows up just where we least to expect God to be in order to give us freely what we can neither earn nor achieve. Blessedness. But that's just part of it. I also think that Jesus chose these states or conditions to lift up because it's precisely in our moments of disappointment, our despair, that we are likely finally to abandon cultural stereotypes about blessing, understood like happiness or wealth or being popular or powerful, and be open to the presence of God that gives without asking in return and blesses that we might be a blessing. David Loess, who is one of my favorite sources, and in fact he inspired this today, he wrote that of a book that Andrew Root, he's a professor at Luther Seminary, the relational pastor, he makes this case, that to be human is to be broken. And when we meet ourselves in brokenness, we experience the power and presence of God through the Christian community. Maybe that's what true blessing is. Drawing together as the family of God, seeing each other as God's beloved children, meeting each other at the points of our brokenness, and conveying to each other our and God's promises, His presence, accompaniment, and above all worth, that we are worthy of blessing. But God Almighty has created us and called us so and invites us to be the carriers of that to one another. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Amen. Trusting that God hears us, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. God of liberation, you set your people free to serve others. Embolden your church that we may seek justice for the oppressed, share generously your loving kindness, and live humbly together. Unite us as one people under the foolishness of the cross. Hear us, O God. God of the universe, you care. Your care is evident everywhere, from the foundations of the earth to the summit of the tallest mountains. Reconcile all of creation to itself and repair the environmental destruction caused by human carelessness and greed. Hear us, O God. God of the nations, you desire peace and justice among all people. Deliver us from systems of fear that seek to divide us. Guide our local and national leaders. May their decisions empower and serve the needs of the poor and the disenfranchised. Hear us, O God. God of the oppressed, you raise up the lowly and comfort those in despair. We lift up to you all who are victims of exploitation, discrimination, and greed. We pray for those who are suffering in any way this day, especially we remember Missy, Josie, Randy and Pam, Sue, Kathy, Janelle, Dan, Paul, Mona, Lexin, Anita, Sharon, Kevin, Christy, Grace, Sean, John, Cassandra, Libby, Tracy, Doug, Justin, Leo. Especially remember the family of Don Heinzman, the family of Gary Schroeder, the family of Rayola Herman, the family of Jeff Scott, Pastor Jeff Scott, and the family of John Lacoas. And all those whom we name in our hearts. Hear us, O God. God of love, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to earth in the form of a baby, whose presentation in the temple we celebrate today. Fill our house of worship with your presence, that all who enter may encounter Christ. Hear us, O God. We give you thanks, O God, for the gift of scouting and for the long history scouting has in this place and how you have shaped young men and women as people of citizenship, also ones of faith. We give you thanks for that gift and may it continue to grow. Hear us, O God. God of life, we give you thanks for all those who have died in the faith. Thank you for the examples of our ancestors and the saints who have gone before us. Hear us, O God. Confident that you are able to accomplish more than we can even dare to ask, we bring these prayers before you, believing in your saving grace revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that peace with one another. receive our morning offering at this time. We lift our voices, we lift our hands, thank you. Our lives up to you, thank you. Offering, Lord, use our voices, Lord, use our hands, Lord, use our lives, they are yours. We are an offering. All that we have, all that we are, all that we hope to be, we give to you, we give to you. We lift our voices, lift our hands, we lift our lives up to you. We are an offering, we are an offering. Let us pray. God of grace and mercy, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hands in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. Giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And then again after supper, he took the cup. Giving thanks, he gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Our Lord Jesus is the host and invites us to come to share in the meal he has prepared. So come. Let us pray. Gracious God, in this meal you have drawn us to your heart. Nourish us at your table with food and drink. Body and blood of Christ, send us forth to be your people in the world and to proclaim your truth this day and evermore. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our sending song, Blessed Assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praise me, my Savior, all the day long. Perfect absolution, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising our Savior all the day long.